Good evening and welcome to our midweek Bible study. Over the last month or so, we've been working through a little book in our New Testament, the book of 2 John. And if you've been following this study, I trust it's been a help and an encouragement. This is a book of the Bible that doesn't get a lot of attention. We don't hear many sermons from 2 John, so maybe some of this has been new to you. This evening we're going to consider verse 6, which, unsurprisingly, continues the theme of verse 5. Now, as we saw in our last study, in verse 5, John reminds the elect lady of the command Jesus gave his disciples in John chapter 13, the command to love one another. And we thought about some of the reasons why we forget or neglect this command. In verse 6, John talks some more about loving one another, and we'll read the text in a moment. But before we do, I want to begin with a question to set the scene. Have you ever found yourself in a situation at work where your manager told you to do something, but you didn't know how to do it? Not a nice feeling, for sure. But perhaps you had a colleague who was able to show you how to do it, or perhaps you had a manual you could read, or a page on the company intranet that gave you all the instructions step by step, and you were quite relieved. Nobody likes being in a situation where they don't know how to do something they are expected to do. That can be very disheartening. And when we receive the information we need, we're thankful for it, especially if it's laid out clearly, if it's easy to understand, easy to put into practice. We have an example of this in our verse for study this evening. In verse 5, John reminds us of what we're expected to do as Jesus' disciples, what we've been commanded to do. And he doesn't leave it at that. He doesn't leave it up to us to figure out how to do it. John doesn't leave us in the dark. Rather, he tells us how, very plainly. And this is so helpful. This is so valuable because this is such a vitally important part of our life together as God's people. 2 John verse 5 says, "And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another." And here's our text, verse 6. "And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it." In our English translation, there is no definite article before the word love in verse 6. But it's there in the original language. Literally, the text reads, "And this is the love." So what love? What love is John referring to? Well, the love that he's just mentioned, love for one another. He's going to tell us what it is, what it looks like. He's going to tell us how we obey this command, the command that Jesus' disciples have had from the beginning. And as I said, this is great. This is so good for us to know. Now, this is a big subject, and I don't want to digress too far from our text this evening, but I think it's true to say that there are a lot of misconceptions out there about love. A lot of, frankly, bad ideas about love. A lot of confusion. If you were to ask 10 people who don't know the Lord what love is, I suspect you'd get 5 or 6 different answers, maybe more. And some would be close to the truth, and some would be way off. Much of what ails our society today can be traced back to disordered love. Back to a distorted understanding of what love is and of how we love others. What's wonderful about our verse here in 2 John is that love is explained so clearly and so simply. John manages to do it in one short sentence. But before we get to it, I want to step back for a minute and make sure that we look at this in the right light. Certainly there is more to love than what John says here. Often there is a deep emotional dimension. There is affection. Our feelings are involved. Now, there are those who say that love is not a feeling, and I know what they mean. But often love is something that we feel, and it's awesome. Now, if that's all it is, merely a way we feel about someone, then that's not it. And that's what people usually mean when they say that love is not a feeling. But I think we have to be careful not to reduce love to something that is only ever volitional, you know, exclusively an act of the will. Love is more than that, and I would argue that the scriptures bear this out. The scriptures present us with a rich understanding of love. Love cannot be reduced to what John says here. And it was certainly not John's intention to give his readers a comprehensive treatment of the subject. But without this, without what John says here, it's not love. We're not loving others. This is the baseline, if you will, the very essence of it. Verse 6, "And this is love, that we walk after, or according to, his commandments." Now, the word walk communicates the idea of continuity. It refers to what we do day after day after day. This is our manner of life. We love others by living according to God's commandments. His commandments are the how. Now, how do we love one another? Honor your father and your mother. Don't commit murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness. Don't covet your neighbor's house, spouse, servants, or possessions. That's how. Simple. Obey God's commandments. Now, like John does in our verse, the Apostle Paul makes the connection between love and God's commandments. He quotes five of these six commandments in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. He says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbour, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law." Now, perhaps you're listening to me speak and you're thinking, well, of course, it's the loving thing to do, not to murder my neighbour, not to steal his car or commit adultery with his wife. Of course, it's the loving thing to do, not to tell lies about him. And that sentiment is true. This is so basic, so fundamental, it almost doesn't need to be said. But then again, it does need to be said, doesn't it? For a couple of reasons. Number one, we struggle even with some of these, don't we? We don't always honour our parents. From time to time, we do fail to tell the truth. We do covet. We do become jealous. And in the second table of the law, we have the basics of love, and yet we have trouble obeying. It's a challenge to walk in his commandments. And then reason number two why we need to talk about these commandments is because they are more than a list of prohibitions. The thou shalt not commandments imply a thou shalt. They tell us what we shouldn't do, and in doing so, God tells us what we should do. Perhaps no one picked up on this quite like Martin Luther did when he penned his little catechism for children. I'll give you some examples so you can get a sense of this. This is what he writes regarding the commandment, thou shalt not kill. What does this mean? We should so fear and love God as not to do our neighbour any injury or harm in his body. That's a good explanation. That's exactly what the command forbids. But Luther doesn't leave it there. He recognises that there is more to it. We should so fear and love God as not to do our neighbour any injury or harm in his body, but help and befriend him in all bodily troubles. That's what God wants us to do, right? That's what loving one another involves. Listen to what Luther says about the commandment not to commit adultery. What does this mean? We should so fear and love God as to be chaste and pure in our words and deeds. Well, yes, that's right. And that husband and wife should love and honour each other. Now, don't commit adultery. Yes, absolutely. But beyond that, actually love and honour your spouse. That's what God requires. Thou shalt not steal. What does this mean? We should so fear and love God as not to take our neighbour's money or property, nor get it by false wear or dealing, but help him to improve and protect his property and livelihood. And there is more to the Ten Commandments than perhaps we realise. They tell us an awful lot about what it means to love one another. But I think John isn't just talking about the Ten Commandments and what else is written in the law in the Old Testament. In our verse, he simply says, his commandments. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. The reference is to God's commandments in general, and therefore, this includes what we have in the New Testament, the commands that Jesus and his apostles gave us. In fact, John well may have been thinking more about these than he was about the commandments in the Old Testament. As we saw last week, in verse 5, he refers to the commandment which we had from the beginning, likely a reference to what Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 13. I suspect Jesus was on John's mind, not Moses, that the new covenant, not the old. And the truth is that in the New Testament, we have much that tells us how we love one another, what love involves, what love looks like. We have commandments in which we are to walk. Let me share some of them with you. Have peace with one another. Be of the same mind one toward another. Receive one another. Serve one another. Bear one another's burdens. Be kind to one another. Forgive one another. Edify one another. Consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another. Use hospitality one to another. And when we live according to these commandments and the others that Christ has given us, when our manner of life involves relating to one another in all of these ways, that's love. When I seek peace with you and welcome you and serve you and bear your burden and forgive you and encourage you and pray for you, I'm loving you. That's it. That's the real thing. That's authentic love. I might feel a certain way about a person. There might be something about them that draws me to them. I might enjoy their company. But if I don't behave in any of these ways towards them, then I don't love them. Society might say that I do, but God doesn't. This is love, that we walk after his commandments. In the second half of verse 6, in typical Johannine fashion, he circles back to where he started. Verse 5, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Verse 6, and this is love, that we walk after his commandments. And then just to reiterate, this is the commandment that, as you've heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. That is, walk in love. You should walk in love. That's the message you've heard from the beginning. The question is, are we? Are we walking in love? Are you? As I said last week, this is something that's easy to forget. Because of the busyness of our lives? Because of the disappointments and hurts we've experienced? Or because of the differences we have with other people? But it's also the case that we can take on board some of the ways in which the world thinks about love without even realizing it. We can think we're loving others when we're not. Not really. And that's because we're not doing any of the things that God says constitute loving one another. And we're friendly. We like hanging out with certain people. We enjoy socializing. We might occasionally do something nice for someone. But these commandments that we've looked at tonight, they don't come into the picture. Not much. We're not much into bearing others' burdens or serving them or praying for them. And if people ever upset us, well, we're hard-pressed to forgive them. And by the world's standards, we love others, but not by God's standard. Our love is superficial and shallow, not authentic and deep. Now, this can happen. This can happen to Christians. This can happen to us. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a hard word. These two verses in 2 John really press in on us. Maybe because we're so familiar with the concepts, we miss their significance, we miss the weightiness of what God is saying to us. Let's not do that this evening. Let's listen to God's word and have Him shape our thinking about this matter of love, about what it is to love others. Let us think rightly. Let us do what He says. Let's love one another by walking in His commandments. May God help us, and may God bless you. Amen.